of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Two men chosen by the people of God, agreed upon by the presbytery, have today crossed the most awesome threshold there is. The threshold that leads in the church from the knee, which represents at the same time that part of the world to which God has come and which has recognized and accepted, and that part which is still separated from the earth by a line which only the second advent will erase, that of God's own hell. Both have crossed this line. Christ is the only one who can rightfully, through his passion, his death, his descent into hell and his resurrection, enter through these doors. And it is only in Christ and with him that we can cross this threshold. To cross it, but not at least with all one's will, with the fullness of one's intention and determination, and also with a humble and complete surrender to God, one can cross this threshold and be able, when one celebrates the Holy Liturgy and in the service of preparation, cut the Holy Lamb with the words that the Lamb of God is slain. It is only if we have crossed this threshold with Christ, has accepted his death to be ours, and have accepted to die to everything which is alien and contrary to him, that we can safely say these words. Otherwise, aren't we guilty with those who indeed did slay the Lord, but not in unity of intention, in faith, and in love with him? So, let us pray steadily, day after day, for every priest and every deacon, particularly now for Father Patrick and Deacon Peters, that this should gradually become reality. Dying as we are called to die in our baptism, to everything which is not God's, and rise again by the resurrection of Christ, by the power of life eternal, to be on earth witnesses of eternity, not in words only, but in all our life. In one of the prayers, in the laying on of hands upon the subdeacon, we ask God to grant him purity of life. And we ask the Lord to make them blameless, the deacon in the image of Stephen the martyr and of Christ, who choose to be a servant among us, sinners, and the priest, who like him must lay down his life that others may live. It is given to the deacon to read the gospel. We are so used to the gospel. So often we do not perceive what it means to read it with our eyes or lips. And yet, it is the very words which Christ spoke which we repeat. Not in his language, but in their meaning. How wonderful. And how careful we must pronounce these words, not to let our own sinful attitudes, our own awareness of self, blow into them and corrupt their sounds and lessen their message. And the priest is called not only to read this holy, these wonderful words of God himself, but to preach. Words which have reached his soul, he will now proclaim to us in his own way. But this own way must be God's own way. Purity of heart, purity of life, and a true, devout love of God are necessary. And he will be, together with the deacon, the instrument which God uses to perform those miracles of life eternal on earth, which we call the sacraments, acts of God occurring within the people of God and nowhere else, and mediated by men commissioned by the living God to speak words which are his and perform actions which are his. Let us therefore faithfully, lovingly pray for those whom God has entrusted with this ministry, and again, particularly in the coming months and years, for Elias and Patrick, because the beginnings of a ministry are usually easy, but it is only too soon that the weight of the cross becomes heavy. We are one body. What is the destiny of one person is the destiny of all of us. Let us carry their cross together with them, with love, generously, and not make this cross heavier. May the blessing of the Lord be upon them and upon you always, now and forever, and world without end.
Thank you. God, who is risen from the dead, at the prayers of his oath, your mother, of the glorious and praiseworthy apostles, of St. John Chrysostom, of our Father among the saints, St. Sergius of Radomir, St. Seraphim of Sarov, St. Blaise of Sebaste, St. Stephen of Suror, St. Paul of Constantinople, of King David, James the first Bishop of Jerusalem, and Joseph, the bridegroom of the Mother of God, of the ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, will have mercy upon us and save us for his good and beloved mankind. We have had the joy of having with us Bishop Callistus, and we hope this will not be his last visit to us. We will not see Norgeberta. Many years of hard toil and faithfulness for him and for our newly ordained priest and deacon.
Grant, O Lord, to our Lord, our Metropolitan Anthony, to our Lord, the Bishop Callistus of Diocletia, to the servants of God, the priest Patrick, his wife Mary and their children, to the deacon Elias, Barbara, his wife, and their children, to all their loved ones, a prosperous and peaceful life, rich in blessing and joy, health, salvation, and fervent